Free for all Friday. The phone number 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Look, we're all getting the sense that we're being lied to, aren't we? It's because we are, oftentimes, strange events unfolding. Even worse, it's hard to believe what anyone has to say about it. We all know the mainstream media has its own agenda. That's why you need to trust your gut and take action. It's time to be prepared. Get started at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Load up on three-month emergency food kits packed with ready-hour foods from My Patriot Supply. You'll save $200 per kit right now. Serving over 3 million families since 2008, My Patriot Supply is equipped to help yours achieve self-reliance. How important is that? These kits can provide over 2,000 calories every day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging. They can last up to 25 years. Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Stock up on as many kits as you need to protect your family from My Patriot Supply. They ship fast and free, and they arrive in unmarked boxes, so nobody knows what you're doing. Order by 3 o'clock today, and your order will ship today. And orders that are put in by 3 o'clock ship the same day. Save $200 per kit. Again, go to my website. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. All right, back to the phone lines on a free-for-all Friday. Getting prepared to talk to Ken in Livonia. Ken, how are you today?
Doing good, and I'm calling because I just want to remind people of something that's very important. Now, speaking as a former Democrat, someone who used to be a strong supporter of everything they believed in, and as someone who actually read all those books that you would call their guidebooks, their instruction books, this we believe books, books like the Communist Manifesto and the Humanist Manifesto and others. It's important, Steve, to remind people that these people, people that embrace their ideology, they intentionally want to wipe out all businesses. They intentionally want to destroy the middle class. They intentionally
to create class warfare. To declare class warfare, right? To declare the working person oppressed. To workers of the world rise up. The fact of the matter, though, is Ken, is this: socialism, which is communism. But you know, there's about three countries in the world that practice socialism outright, which means the government controls the means of production and dictates how things are made and so forth. Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela, complete failures. The rest are perverted versions of socialism to one degree or another, right? And the more socialist, the more likely to fail. Now, what we live in is a welfare state with a socialist leaning at this point. But it's getting worse. But I don't know. I mean, they can destroy businesses, Ken, but they're not going to control the means of production, at least not yet. Probably not in my lifetime, not completely, but they will regulate us to death. They will state us to death. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, Steve, and this is important, Soviet Union, perfect example. They want to destroy the businesses. This is part of their agenda. And
well,
so when I hear
possibly,
people talk
but Ken,
about
but Ken,
how...
Hold on, just to be clear on this. China is not a socialist country. China is not
a communist
It's run
country.
By the communist. It's run by the Communist Party, but China has gotten wealthy. A lot of money has flowed in for the last 25, 30, 35 years, as you well know, based on what? Capitalism. By selling things to the rest of the world.
Steve, one thing to keep in mind, though, is there again. In their case, the government runs and controls all the means of production.
No, they don't.
They want to destroy.
I'm sorry, Ken. You're wrong about that in China. There's a tremendous amount of private ownership of the means of production, and that's how China has gotten wealthy. The true socialist or communist countries on the planet are Cuba, North Korea, and Venezuela. You know, don't mean to be contrary, Ken, but you're mistaken on that. And in fact, I've got a book for you to read. I've got a book for everybody to read. This isn't just for you, Ken. Read or listen to Socialism Sucks. It's a brand new book, well, new enough, from a couple of economists. They traveled the world. They looked at how these things are done. And China has private control in many areas of the means of production. Anyhow, good conversation, stuff for people to know. It's important for people to learn. Socialism Sucks is a great book. You should share it with your kids, your grandkids, and anybody else you care about. who you want to tell the truth to. That is really important. The other thing to be important as we start into springtime, do you want to feel better about yourself? You want to lose some weight and feel good? Well, then I say you should talk to my friends at My Pure Health. Get that strain off your joints. Get yourself fitting in the clothes better. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror. How do you find out more about losing weight? With a custom plan for you. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. I use that term for a reason. It's not one-size-fits-all. One size fits you. One size fits you. It's a custom plan, a unique plan designed for you and your body. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com, and you can find out more about the system that works for everybody that I know. It has worked for everybody I know who uses it. It works, no question about it. Yeah, I appreciate all the people that help make this program possible every day, including My Pure Health, the Michigan Chamber, My Patriot Supply, and everybody else. Look, it takes partnerships because, as I've told you before, we don't get the same sponsorships that left-leaning networks get, that left-leaning programs get, that programs that have no spine to take a position or have an opinion. We don't get the same sponsorships because we have an opinion and it's center-right. It's not wildly right, it's center-right, which this country is center-right. Go out and meet some people. It's a center-right nation still. And that's why young people and people from all demographics are shifting away from Joe Biden and his socialist bent. I mean, there's no question he has a socialist bent to him, but that's more of a welfare state thing and not really socialism. And that's an important distinction. And that's why I once again say, read the book, Socialism Sucks. In fact, can we get those authors on the air here? That'd be a great thing for us to do. The education would be remarkable and valuable to everybody. I've got an update on what we're doing with Haiti. Probably importing all of the people we can from Haiti into the United States because why wouldn't we? And what's going on with the teams that have been deployed there. I've got some inside information and some final thoughts on this Free For All Friday after the break.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes.